Our speaker this week is Dan Farm, so he will come give a two-minute introduction to his talk. And we all know who Dan is because he preaches at Autumn Ridge and works there all the time.
Thank you. Well, it is great to be with you. We'll see if you're clapping at the end of the week, okay? I pray that this is a special week for you. 15 years ago, on this spot, almost to the day, God called Claire and I to ministry. There was a tent here at that time, and we were at family camp, and I had sensed a calling to ministry for a number of years. And it was at that point that we did our premarriage counseling with Pastor Steer, and he said, "Dan, what are your dreams for the future?" And I said, "Well, I want to be a pastor." He said, "Ripping, jolly good." And he said, "Claire, what about yours?" And she says, "Well, I've never wanted to be a lawyer, never wanted to be a doctor. The only thing I've never wanted to be was a pastor's wife." And he says, "What an interesting life you two will have." But it was at that point we knew absolutely that God had called us into a marriage together and a life together. And so Claire at that point said, "Dan, let's not sweat this, because he's not going to call one without the other." And at that point, I made a decision that I said, "I'm never going to bring this up, God." I said, "If this is truly a calling from you, you're going to have to tell her that it's time for us to go into ministry, and she's going to have to tell me it's time to go into ministry, because I know I'm fully capable of manipulating this situation." And it was at this site, underneath a tent here at family camp 15 years ago, that we were walking back to our cabin, and Claire said, "Can you stop for a minute?" We sat on a bench, and she said, "I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think God is calling us to ministry." That was on a Thursday night. On a Monday morning, I got a phone call in my office from Doug Weinkoff, who is a youth pastor, who said, "Have any interest in applying for the middle school pastor position at First Baptist?" I said, "I don't think I have a choice." So this is a very, very special place. And I want you, in the midst of all your programming and all the fun activities, to not forget to meet God here. To find that time to set aside, to be intentional about renewing that relationship, strengthening that relationship, maybe for some of you, beginning that relationship this week. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to look at it. The title of my talk is "Let the Games Begin." And the game that we're talking about is life. That's the game we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be looking at life lessons in the pursuit of the prize. I was just looking at the Olympics. There are over 11,000 athletes at the Olympics. The total number of medals that will be passed out at the London Olympics this year will be about 2,000. Now, if we think that winning at the Games is getting a medal, that means there's 9,000 losers in London right now. But we know that's not what the Olympics are about. The Olympics are being in the game. And as part of being in the game, there are ups, there's great victories, there's wonderful moments of triumph, but there are absolutely heartbreaking moments that happen along the way. And what we're going to look at this week is we're going to look at different characters of the Bible that probably would not be standing on the medal podium, but we see that God entered into their lives and redeemed it, and after they went through the refiner's fire, they were as pure as gold. And so we're going to look at that in our own lives. We're going to be encouraged by God's grace and his work in our lives as we look at what life is about, is that it is struggles, and there's times where we are going to fail, and there's mistakes that we make, but he redeems us, and he gives us a future and a hope, and we are going to be encouraged through his word this week. So God bless you. I'm looking forward to our time together.